بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن بطش ربك لشديد، إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود. In the previous ayats, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had explained that those people who trouble the Muslims and those Muslims which are the friends of Allah ta'ala, the believers, and the non-believers who persecute them and cause them great difficulties and hardships, that Allah ta'ala will take them to task and punish them also very severely, because they harm the friends of Allah, they harm the believers. And in the next ayat after that, which was just previous to this, Allah ta'ala exhorts and encourages the believers that they must remain firm on their deen. When the non-believers persecute them, cause them difficulties and hardships, they should remain firm on their deen and they should not become weak and will submit to the kuffar and to their persecution. And also what we learn from that, not only when we are persecuted by the enemies, but even by shaitan when he troubles us and our nafs, we should remain firm on the commands of Allah ta'ala. That is also extremely important. And on the other side of that, those who remain firm, what their great rewards are by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the great, great success, that a person remains firm on the deen of Allah ta'ala, the commandments of Allah ta'ala. In these ayat, where on the one side it is the punishment also, in this ayat that we have read, the first ayat, which we have to fear the punishment of Allah ta'ala, at the same time these ayat, about five ayats here, Allah gives, explains to us who Allah ta'ala is, and we have to recognize Allah ta'ala. Otherwise, some people, especially atheists, make funny remarks, completely terrible remarks about Allah ta'ala. For example, one doctor says, when I come in here to operate, God goes out from here. Na'uzubillah, all this type of things that they don't know, haven't got an inkling of who Allah ta'ala is. So these atheists especially, and sometimes we get influenced by it also. And hopefully we don't even think in that way. But sometimes we make jokes like that also, which is also extremely severe. We have to know Allah ta'ala, and Allah is not a conjecture of our thoughts, what we think and who we think Allah ta'ala. We have to know Allah ta'ala as Allah ta'ala is. For example, some people will commit any sin and they will say, Allah will never punish me. That no matter what I do, Allah will never punish me. So we don't know Allah ta'ala, what the system of Allah is, who Allah ta'ala is. So yeah, in this first part, Allah ta'ala says, Inna batasha rabbika lashadeed. Beshak tere rab ki pakar sakht hai. That undoubtedly, if Allah has to take you to task, He's taking you to task will be very severe. We have to beg from Allah ta'ala. And when we make dua also, as Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to explain, some of us have the attitude with Allah ta'ala as though Allah is a waiter, like in a restaurant, that bring this for me, bring that for me, bring this for me. So we just like ordering Allah ta'ala that He must do this for me, He must do that for me. No, we can't command and or order Allah. We have to beg from Allah ta'ala. Whatever we want, we are total beggars. And sometimes our pride is so much, we cannot conceive that we are beggars in the court of Allah ta'ala, and we feel that we are very big people, either because of our position, because of our wealth, because of our strength, we feel we are very strong and very big, and we just ordering Allah. Sometimes our attitude is also that we love our life as we want to, and Allah must just fulfill our needs all the time. And sometimes people say also that why are the people starving to death? Where is Allah? Isn't Allah supposed to feed them, etc.? Atheists make these funny remarks, and when they argue with people, for one atheist doctor also says that, why have you come now to me? Can't your God give you shifa? Now you have come to me. So we don't know who Allah Ta'ala is. So we should remember Allah Ta'ala says, and this is who Allah is, that if he has to take a person to task, he will take that person very severely to task. In this world also, and in the year after also, we just have to be beggars that Allah, in spite of our terrible, horrible sins that we have committed, and in so terrible ways we have committed them, that Allah Ta'ala forgives us. Allah Ta'ala has mercy upon us. We should never be bold in the thought of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and feel we can do as we want to. If Allah has to take a person to task and has to punish him, that person won't know whether he's coming or whether he's going. He won't know what is happening, whether it is in his own personal self, his health, etc. Whether it is his business or his family, etc. Everything around him will just go haywire. And he won't know what is happening to me. And many times, even when that condition comes, then a person feels these things happen in the world. And other people are suffering even more worse, I'm still not so bad. A person must always be fearful, it's not Allah taking me to task. And also, our ulama and our buzurgani deen teach us that many times Allah just sends a little reminder that he hasn't still taken to you to task. In other words, like sometimes somebody will just put their hand on your shoulder and ask you, what are you doing? Sometimes they may give you a little slap on the back. What are you doing? So Allah Ta'ala gives us reminders also. Very fortunate, wise are those people who take these warnings and then correct themselves. Correct and look into themselves. Where am I going wrong? There is another thing that many of us feel we do nothing wrong. I'm all right. Everything in me is right. But how much of wrong we do, we don't realize. The amount of lies that we speak, we call them white lies. And we feel that we just get away with that. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that if somebody told you something and you did not verify it and you told somebody else that thing, that is sufficient to write to have you written by Allah as a liar. So that also, though you didn't lie, you just quoted a lie. Or no, it may be the truth, but you did not verify whether it is the truth. That is sufficient that a person be written as a liar. So there are many, many things like that. Backbiting is most right. Almost all our buzurgani deen, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi says, even the gatherings of the pious and the learned people are not void of backbiting. Even their gatherings, when such great people say, the gatherings of the learned and the pious, then what to say of the other people? How much of backbiting is in we are involved in? In our relationships with our families, our wives, etc., with our children, how much of wrong zulam don't we do? We take out a woman from the home, we might think that we have given her freedom because we are so influenced by the West today. But actually that is open zulam that we are making on the woman when we take her out of the home. And we might be thinking we are giving her freedom. Our children, what type of upbringing, what type of clothes, what type of food, what type of education we are giving them, we might well feel that we are doing serving them very well. But actually it is a great zulam that we are doing on them. And also there are many wrongs in our lives which we don't recognize. And if Allah has to take us to task, it will be severe. And amongst the people that Allah loves very greatly is that person who sees his own faults, who sees his own wrongs. And then he becomes blind to the faults of other people. But when that is not the case, a person just sees the faults of other people and he feels that I'm myself, I'm all right. There is nothing wrong with me. So we have to fear this great, if Allah is to take us to task, what the condition will be, like the nations of before. When Allah's azab came upon them as a whole community, as a whole nation, how severely they were punished. So Allah warns here firstly directly the non-believers of Mecca who were persecuting the Muslims and causing great difficulty and harm to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in general to all people, that we should not oppose Allah. The deen of Allah should not cause any difficulty to those who want to practice the deen and who want to uphold the deen of Allah ta'ala.